Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa!
And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Welcome to We Talk Back Podcast, a production of iHeartRadio and the Black Effect Network. Talk
to them. We're just two unapologetically black women with an opinion who talk back.
Hey, y'all. Welcome to a new episode of We Talk Shit. This is your favorite co-host, Tam Bam.
Not your favorite co-host. I feel some shade. The fuck?
No, anyway. What's your favorite podcast? And I'm Tam Bam. I love y'all.
Thank you. Okay.
There we go.
What's up, y'all? This is your girl, AJ Holiday. Your great A, bae. Let me add that.
Mm-hmm. Period. How's your weekend?
Uneventful. Listen, I am a true Gemini dog. I really be planning to do shit in my mind, and then I don't. I'll put clothes out. I'll do all the things. I look for the clothes, pull them out, all that shit, and just really be reneging on my friends. So I did that all weekend.
Yo, I do the same thing. I had this amazing social calendar for the weekend. I ain't do none of it. I literally didn't do any of it. I mean, the weather affected one night. It was like raining. I was like, oh, I ain't going outside in the rain. And then the rest of the time I was just like, I don't think I should. You know, and I just stayed home because, you know, 420 was over the weekend. That's a big holiday for me.
I didn't even realize it was 420 on Saturday. So my homegirl was like, you ain't coming outside for fucking what? 420. I don't smoke like that. So, no, I missed out. Did you? I know you probably was at the house blazing.
I definitely was. I mean, it just felt like a regular Saturday for me, though. It wasn't like anything. I just had one little joint, lit it up, turned on my favorite song. By YG Marley, Lauryn Hill song. Praise Jah in the Moonlight.
That weird to me.
Why?
It just, it's like the same thing I was saying about Beyonce album. It's like the, it's something off in the music. It just sounds, I hear something extra in the music. It sounds off to me, and he does not sound like Bob Marley either. I want to add that.
Well, I don't think he's trying to sound like Bob Marley. I think he's just trying to sound like himself.
He doesn't even sound Jamaican, though. Is he Jamaican? Does he have a Jamaican accent?
I think he's American. I think that's Lauryn Hill's son, so he was raised in the States, I'm assuming. I don't know. I love that song.
It sounds like a nigga making a Jamaican accent on the album. That's what it sounds like to me. It sounds like...
I love that song, AJ. And listen, every time he said, thank
Dave
you,
Chappelle.
Thanks, I hit the joint every time he said thanks.
What, you, that's how you showing gratitude to the universe or something, hitting weed?
No, I just was making it a game for 420.
Stupid. Let's get
so that was it.
Oh, sorry.
Did I do anything Sunday? Nope. All right, let's get into stupid internet news.
Oh, I did buy a box of fucking oysters and fried shrimp. So I made me some oyster Rockefellers. I got a whole big ass commercial box of oysters in my refrigerator. And I'm going to finish up. True Charlestonian. That's about
Ooh,
it.
Oh, that sounds good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Did you have sex after?
No.
No, you'll be stingy with that pussy since that man, y'all.
If you do it all the time, you can't get them to do what the fuck you need. You got to ration it out. It's a reward.
Period.
It's a fucking reward for good behavior. If you do
Let's
it all
get
the
into
time,
the
they don't. They be forgetting. Okay, who the fuck you are? Anyway, yeah, let's get into sins.
So what happened? Oh, Chris Brown came out with a diss song for Quavo. And I mean, he tried to ether Quavo. He really did.
Tried.
You getting bodied by a singing nigga. God damn.
He definitely ethered
He went
Quavo.
Too far.
Did he? You can't tell people how to respond when you tit and I tat your ass. You can't tell people how to respond. And, you know, the one line we are referring to is when he was like, when Offset died, when Takeoff died, everybody wished it was you. I mean, some people may feel like that. I feel like he has something to do with
everybody. I was like, who the fuck are you talking about? Where did he get that? I didn't do that survey.
No,
I didn't participate.
I wish no one had died, right?
Right.
But something happened with that boy's murder, man. Something happened and we just don't fucking know. It's just one of those things. So I definitely don't wish Quavo was dead. Chris Brown, quit fucking speaking for us.
Everybody, talking about everybody wished it was you.
But he could be very well talking about their peers, though. We don't know what's going on.
Don't believe even all the peers wish that, you know? I don't think so. Mm-hmm. That was a mean line. This is rap beef. Why I gotta go there? Like, with the Rick Ross, Drake and them, do you feel like anybody could potentially get hurt behind that?
Look, this beef actually made me feel like somebody could get hurt, and we dealing with an R&B nigga. The rap beef, like Drake and Kendrick Lamar, it's not gonna go no further than that. But, you know, Chris Brown is a gang member, okay?
No,
I feel like he might turn up on a nigga in real life and crash out. I do.
Yeah, me
like
too.
That.
I know he's capable. Ever since he threw that chair through the window at Good Morning America, I was like, please don't play with this singing nigga because he's crazy.
I don't know who's more crazy, him, Mike Tyson, or Bobby Brown. Like,
but who going off? And don't Karrueche got a restraining order against that man, right?
It should have expired by now. And I did read an article that said she had put a restraining order on him in 2017, right around the time where I guess her and Quavo started like hanging out, kicking it. So Chris Brown felt like he violated the bro code.
Kikuchi. I'm gonna start calling her Kikuchi because she was got some balls.
I swear, because every bitch after her looks like her. So she's the prototype for Chris Brown women's
type.
Yeah. Poor Karrueche. But hold on, you know how Asian people use toilets? Their toilet is like a porcelain hole in the floor. And squatting, apparently the coochie is different. Asian coochie is different from anybody else's because of how they
use the bathroom?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The squatting. I don't know, man.
Let me stop. I do a lot of squats. Not to use the bathroom, but I'm squatting daily, baby.
And hold on, to add on to the shit with Chris Brown, did you see people were coming for Jill Scott because of her Twitter? Because
she said he was talented.
Yeah. And basically saying, exceptional people oftentimes go through exceptional things, which is true. And I feel like, I don't think I should still be being punished for the shit with Rihanna. Rihanna forgave him. The motherfuckers was hanging out ever since then, like after that. When him and Carucci was like on a little break at some point, they were at a game together. So mm-hmm. if the victim has forgiven this nigga, mm-hmm. why y'all keep bringing that up? They were kids.
They were both victims because he got his last little hit too.
Yeah, man. I feel like Rihanna probably beat that nigga up first. Probably a few times.
Probably a couple times before he hit her back.
I swear, like, we ain't talking about no little ass people. I remember when Khalees did an interview about Nas, and she was saying like how volatile their relationship and marriage was. And she was like, I'm a big girl. It's not like I was getting beat up. We was fighting. Khalees almost 6 foot or some shit. Okay. So yeah, I believe that it was mutual combat between Chris Brown and Rihanna, and he might have got the best of her. But you know, women got hand problems, and this is not.
I don't have them no more because I used to have them. I used to have them, and I used to be fucking my nigga up a long time ago, and then he hit me back one day, and I was like, you know what? I'm gonna keep my hands to myself.
That's all it needs.
And I've been doing it ever since.
That nigga hit that rebutton on your reset button.
You always talk about a reset button. You always talk about a reset. I knew you was about to say that.
Not reset you? You don't. Like,
he did.
He literally saved your life because the next nigga might have killed you.
Yep. He definitely put me factory reset right in the top of my head.
Control, Alt, Delete. This programming you got putting your hands on niggas.
So let's move on. What's next?
So, DC Young Fly.
Oh, this is sad.
Yeah. He was on Cam Newton's podcast, Funky Friday, and he shared how he is constantly reminded of the loss of Jackie O. He says basically anytime he sees a BBL, he thinks about her, and he thinks about like how men, you know, need to make sure they're telling their woman they love them often and how much they, you know, appreciate the body, everything, you know, be nicer. Because we do women like to say they don't get the body done for men. Okay. I do it for myself. Like, yes, that is partly true, but I think a lot of women do. And we had our guest this week, we talk about BBLs. Okay. I think sometimes a lot of the time, right, we are doing it to attract the opposite sex. Okay. You want to look your best. When you look your best, you feel your best. So for some women, adding some ass and getting rid of ground beef bellies is to get to their best. That shit, mommy makeovers, I feel like it should be standard when you give birth to a human being. You just really ruin your body. Some women, because not everybody can snap back, but some women
right.
do. I feel like it should be standard. If I get a goddamn tummy tuck, I feel like, not a tummy tuck, if I do a C-section, I feel like you should just go ahead and give me a tummy tuck at the same fucking time. Like, well,
at the same time.
What are we doing? Just staple it.
And just heal from all of that shit at once. Is that possible? Do people ever do that?
I want to say, I want to say there's a hospital in Augusta, Georgia that does offer that service where you can get a mommy makeover.
I mean, they already cut you
exactly.
open.
Exactly. So just snip that extra skin and pull it back. Down. You got to recover from the incision anyway. So. Right. He says, I get why women want to enhance themselves. I get it. But fellas, we have to do more than just continuously telling our women that they are beautiful. You have to continuously tell them that they're enough, DC asserted. Don't make your woman feel like she has to do something. Even if you fucking with a bitch with another chick. Huh?
I don't know what he was talking about. I think he was talking about even if you got a side bitch, make all of them feel beautiful or something. I don't know what the fuck.
But if you got a side bitch, that's probably what's causing her insecurities also. Like, she's comparing herself to this other woman. So you can be telling her she's beautiful all day long, but the actions aren't adding up. Okay, so there's
the actions gotta
match. There's a bunch of things you have to do. Women have a lot of insecurities. Men have insecurities too. They may not lean into them and admit them as much as we do. But
Then social media, I think, you know, outside of mm-hmm. your partner, social media definitely affects how we view ourselves.
Yes, you're always comparing yourself to somebody else.
And I think it really sucks for the kids growing up right now, because fresh out the gate, they're already having these, you know, body image issues based on being on social media so young. We didn't have that problem growing up because we didn't have, you know, all we could compare ourselves is the bitches in our neighborhood. And I don't even think we was really doing that much, you know? I mean, maybe, I don't think I was comparing myself as far as like cute, maybe a little bit, but more I had colorism issues as a young girl. Because people used to tell me I was pretty for a brown chick or pretty for a dark-skinned girl. Really? And that used to affect
me. Nobody ever told me that. And I feel like we pretty much the same complexion. I know when I got to Benedict, though, because I came with a light-skinned homegirl. And nigga was like, damn, I ain't never seen no brown-skinned and light-skinned Geechies before. Like, what? The fuck?
What he seen?
I guess black-ass Geechies. But what?
Boy, what? Shut up.
So yeah, you do have to do more, you know, and I think he definitely is probably still mourning the loss of that woman. They have three kids together.
Absolutely.
They just had the last baby and she got a mommy makeover and didn't recover from it, ultimately. Mm-hmm. You know?
I know that's sad and it's very scary. Mm-hmm. You know, because I thought about getting me some titties, because after my losing weight, my titties just shrunk down. Yes, goodness, good grief! What is happening? So I thought about getting me a boob job, but
don't do it.
I'm scared.
Don't do it.
I'm scared to be. I only been put to sleep one time, and that was for my fibroid removal, which I feel like was a mistake now too. So I don't know.
You adding some shit to you. Because I mean, I got two close friends who've had boob jobs. One of them, she loves her results. The other one, she had to grow into it. She cried. Mm-hmm. She was, you know, upset about it. She was very regretful after having done it. But you know, they have to settle in and drop and all that, so they start looking natural. But when she initially got it, she was horrified. She's, you know, embraced the titties now because they ain't going nowhere. Right. It's not like she had a fucked up surgery and nothing. It's just that you don't know what type of emotions, you know, going through. That's an unnecessary surgery.
When you change your body, I mean, any plastic surgery really is unnecessary because it's all about vanity.
The only necessary surgery, I think, when people lose a lot, like you're really big and they lose a lot of weight, like that skin removal.
That skin?
That's necessary. Yeah.
Cause that probably shit hurt, you know, carrying all that skin around.
I'm pretty sure it's less than the fat they were carrying around.
But it's just hanging there. It's just hanging off. You know, it don't have nothing holding it. You know,
you lose all this weight. You think that you're gonna feel so good about yourself, but now like you kind of deformed.
Now you look like a melted candle. Like literally look like a melted candle. I understand why they would want to cut off.
Yeah, absolutely. I would definitely cut that shit off. Girl, okay. Yeah.
Don't get mad at me for saying that, y'all. I'm sorry, because I know somebody gonna be in my DMs right now, like, fuck you for saying I look like
but
a melted candle.
Me how y'all was all on Charlamagne for saying big back activities, and now they got all the memes, and it's like a real like hashtag now, and people like stuffing clothes into their fucking stuffing extra clothes into their clothes to form a big back and form a big stomach. Now that's funny.
Big back.
This proves to you that we can talk shit about, it's like almost like saying the word nigga. Like women, we can talk shit about each other, but y'all niggas better not do it. Keep your fucking mouth shut, nigga. We only talk about big back activities over here. Okay.
Right. Cause we got them.
When I tell y'all, listen, y'all knew a couple weeks ago I told y'all I got a tattoo. So, I think I mentioned this. Like the tattoo be looking regular.
Yeah, when you to the side, but when you put your arm down, buckling. It disappear.
Like that ain't even the same letters no more. And I wanted to get some shit added over there, but I got to get my back tighter first. Y'all might see a little keloid scar underneath this fucking tattoo for the summertime. Summertime, fine. So, moving along, Neo got them bitches, honey. Okay, we talk about non-monogamy and open relationships and polygamy on this show a lot. He got
Neo got
bitches.
Him three.
The video I seen him talking to TMZ. He had two of them with him at the time. The girl on the left was looking like, if y'all want to get the fuck out my face, get these cameras from around. But y'all signing up for the shit. I am 100% for that shit. I'm 100% for Neo finally living in his truth. My only issue with it and the fucked up part about it is the children that you created with other women. That shit he did with his first wife, had her get her tubes tied to only marry another woman, had her have two kids for him. He has extra babies on the second wife. So you did all of this, right? Instead of just being honest with yourself, day one, I guess it just takes growth, right? But you basically destroyed probably the mental health of a few women on your journey to polygamy. You could have did that shit day one and found you some bitches that was DTF and done that.
Because they're out there. Clearly, they're out there. But you definitely got to have money for that. So all y'all regular degular niggas don't think that y'all
can't even afford the one you got.
Yeah. And now you want three?
It's, like I said, it's not for male sexual gratification. It's for economic building. So he has the means to take care of these women. So y'all love to mention what they do in Africa now and then. Mm-hmm. But a lot of y'all don't have enough money to play them type of games.
All right. Would you be in a polygamous relationship?
No, because I don't have to be. I feel like the women be choosing a situation. I don't have to be in that situation because I don't have to be in a relationship. I like being in relationships, but I also know how to be by my fucking self. And I feel like it's a form of settling a little bit. Unless I eat pussy. Unless I like women too, that's the only way I would be down for that type of shit.
I think I could do it, but not like that. We got separate lives and you live in Wyoming and he come to Wyoming sometime and I'm saying this, but I don't know if I can handle that. Why he in Wyoming? I'm tearing up all his shit.
Okay, I won't say that because
see
this comes in when you think about like not owning another human being. You can't really dictate what people do in life. You have to see how they show up, how they love, and decide if that's some shit you want to entertain or not.
But every man that I've ever like really been with, I want them to get the fuck out of my face sometime.
I never been in a relationship in a monogamous relationship where a nigga wasn't cheating on me ever. So that's the part that makes me feel like it might be some shit. Long as we know everything up front, but I still feel like I don't have to deal with that. I don't have. You don't have to.
Yeah. Have to. Yeah. So, I don't know. That's the only way I think it could be plausible. After I've been with a nigga for so long, like, where's your other bitch at? Go over there today. God damn.
You got nothing to do. What you about to do? Yeah, you be coordinating with the other bitch. Hey, like, I'm about to send that nigga to your house right now. I already booked this flight.
Sheila, are you free this weekend? I just feel like that's the name of a bitch that be cheating.
Sheila is definitely a habitual side bitch name. She been with that nigga through thick and thin. That's what they say. You'll be surprised how many women going through relationship issues with your nigga. Not Sheila. Mm-hmm.
Right. Are you free this weekend? Because I'm about to put this nigga on a plane. I'm sick of him.
I told you a nigga tried to sign me up for some shit to live with him and a woman. Like, nigga, if you want to do, how much money do you have, first of all? And I would need my own dwelling. I'm not living in the house of two other grown-ass people. That's not how polygamy is supposed to be.
No, not right. Especially
live in the same neighborhood.
Woman.
Look, like how Wendy Williams' husband that had moved that girl from South Carolina. She was living down the street from him all that time.
Down the street is crazy.
Mm-hmm. Playing in Wendy's backyard.
Mm. But shit, that ain't no different. That ain't no different than what granddaddy used to do back in the day. Have a whole family down the street. Not my granddaddy, but
granddaddy
like,
in general.
Back in the day, he would have a family here and have a family right down there. But guess what he did? He took care of all of them.
Right. Somebody was lacking because it was still a baby somewhere, some third, fourth woman he wasn't taking care of.
Or the milkman. So one of them babies wasn't his, though, you know, because
women be talking shit about men and how, man, it's a lot of old grandmas out here who had to give a baby away, who had to, you know, somebody else in the family raised the baby because you done cheated on your goddamn husband. Like, that shit was definitely going on.
Or your husband raising a baby that ain't his, but you know it ain't his, and he kind of know it ain't his.
Like, I done did it to her, so I might as well deal with it. I miss those days. Uh-huh. Like, I was there. I miss those days when people just gave each other grace. Like, I fucked up, you fucked up, we still together, I love you. Nonetheless, we fucked up.
We fucked up. Right. Y'all, I've been using natural deodorant and I just can't do this no more. I don't think I can do it. Like, I'm just sweating right now for no fucking reason. Yeah, I ain't stink, but my armpits is moist.
Regular deodorant with the aluminum in it is blocking your pores. It's blocking the glands underneath your arm. That's what causes the breast cancer and shit like that. So you're still going to sweat, but the natural deodorant is just to cut the smell, essentially. Yeah.
I don't stink. I don't smell bad, but I just don't like having wet
take
armpits.
Take that fucking robe off, bitch. That shit what time wild is it? To me. Party time. Take that fucking robe off.
This is my cloak sweating of protection. Y'all, we about to get into some real juicy shit. It's kind of messy for us. I ain't gonna lie. It's kind of messy from We Talk Back, but I'm sure y'all gonna enjoy this. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back with Layla Red Cakes.
Ow. Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If you're looking for the most epic place on Earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
How do we level the playing field for all entrepreneurs? 55% of white businesses survive the startup phase, while only 4% of Black businesses do the same. So I want every Black entrepreneur to know about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million Black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the Black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have Black ownership. This program gives Black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field. From free business coaching to tailored training and extended free Shopify trial, Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 Black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million Black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being Black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 million Black Businesses Initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive offer at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
All right, y'all, we're gonna jump right into it. Okay, so today's guest, I guess I want to preface this introduction as, look, we don't want no motherfucking problems over at We Talk Back, okay? Apparently we dealing with a nigga who be getting shit deleted, people pages and stuff like that deleted. But listen, today's guest has had the internet on fire for the last couple of days. Kai cannot. Tammy had to
cannot pay.
To correct me on the spelling of his name, but Kai Cenat. Y'all, we have Kiara Rush. Is it okay if we say your real name?
Yes, that's fine. It's out anyway. You know.
Okay, we have Kiara Rush. Okay, aka Layla Red Cakes on We Talk Back. Hey, girl.
Yes, hey, girl. Thank you for joining us. Yes. So initially, one of our favorite listeners of the show, she reached out to us and said that her friend was being harassed and people were talking shit about you on the internet, and this is a safe space for Black women, you know? So I was like, no, we got to bring her on so she can tell her side of the story so people don't just get to run with their own narrative about you.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. And I wanted to start by, who is Kiara Rush? Never That's mind. Layla Red Cakes. Okay. Layla Red, whatever. Who is Kiara?
That's the real me. I mean, that was before I got in the industry, you know, just my government, basically. The real me without all the entertainment stuff and all the drama, I guess.
Right, because you're a mom.
Right, I'm a mom.
Yeah. And
that's the number one, basically. I'm a mom.
Right, so most important.
That's all Kiara Rush, yeah.
Right.
So I was like, I didn't want to bring Kiara Rush into the situation. I wanted to continue to be Layla Red Cakes.
Right.
This is not a situation for Kiara Rush.
But, he definitely put your whole name out there, your whole real name. And
now, because he did that, his fans are finding my personal information on the internet. They're putting my family's information now. They're doing all this stuff. So it's like, what? But it's a problem, though. Yeah.
It's a real shit show.
Right. It's a real shit show.
So, all right. What happened? Like, just run down, like, really what started all of this? Like, first of all, how'd y'all meet?
We met through a mutual friend who kind of like, I was fucking with the friend. And the friend like, look, my homie got a bag. You feel me? Fuck with my homie too. Fuck it. I'm like, shit, you ain't my nigga. I don't give a fuck. Fuck it. I'm all for the bag. So I know he kind of like lured the friend into kind of like the situation. And we got on the live and we, you know, was chopping it up or whatever. And he like, oh, you know, give me a number or whatever. I'm like, okay, cool. So apparently we had talked before, I guess 2 years ago. He said I left him on red or something. I never responded. I guess because I mean, I was in a different part of the industry. I didn't really know who he was, you know? So I looked at him as a nobody. So he's basically like, you know, let's make up for it or, you know, let's make up for it or whatever. So we linked that day and He sent me, yes, he did send me an Uber. Like, that's, I'm never capping. Like, he never sent me an Uber and all this, but that's not the only amount of money he sent me. So it's just so funny how he just trying to make it seem like that was just it. You know, we had like an ongoing relationship. It wasn't just like a one-time thing. Mm-hmm. We seen each other multiple times. He was sending for me in a black car. I was going to, you know, it was never just like, oh, it happened last year and or it happened this year. It was a multiple time thing. We seen each other like 4 or 5 times. And like, it was, of course, I ain't gonna lie, I was an adult entertainer. So before, that's who Layla Ray is.
And that's what I wanted to get into. So it's like, before come on, like, we got to him.
With an adult entertainer and mm-hmm. some, you know, things ain't exchanged and it's like the narrative he's trying to make it is not that, you know?
Right.
It's like, I just want to really clear my name because it's like, you trying to make it seem like I'm a liar, like I'm lying on you. And really, the agreement was, you say you going to pay me the money. And that's how the contract was. You didn't pay me the money. So there's no contract. So it's like, if I'm not getting money, I might as well come up steal from the situation anyway.
Okay. Did you or did you not sign an NDA? Or are you saying he breached the NDA signed because he didn't come through with the rest of the money?
Exactly. Because it was only an NDA if I was going to get my full amount. Like, it was agreed. We have the messages 5 before, I signed in between, and 5 after. And that was cool. I was cool with it because I didn't have to break it.
So if y'all were already fucking around, how all of a sudden now the NDA comes into play? Because it got out that
we was together. Basically, a picture of us got out and he didn't like it. I guess the fans was, you know, they pick up stuff quick and they flounder it around and all over the place. So I didn't think, like, when we first got together, it was no, like agreement that we couldn't post each other. We couldn't, like, talk, like, you know, hang out, blah, blah, blah. So when I posted the picture of us, it wasn't even a bad picture. It was just a picture of us chilling. Like, he tripped so
is
hard.
Is it the
now.
Picture of him laying on your titties in the bed?
It was last year. Like, we could have played that off of publicity. So we both entertainers. Like, right. We could have said anything. You feel me? Just make it like, we could have did publicity for my song. Whatever, you know? I could have made it like that. But it's like, the fact that you're trying to make it bigger than what it was. And it was last year. You're coming to me something about last year, this year. Like, let it go. Now it's already out. Like, and then the way you come to me, you talking about some, oh, bitch, this, you better do this and this, this, and that. Now you talking stupid. Now you got me fucked up. Because now I ain't doing nothing. Now it could just stay out there.
So initially when you posted the photo, it wasn't
on
like,
Valentine's
because you...
Never. No, yeah. It was just like, I thought it was, you feel me? Like, he who he is. I'm like, okay, shit, fuck it. Like,
he definitely looked hella comfortable in that picture. Why? Laying on them titties.
If he felt like I was on bullshit, do you think he would have been that comfortable with me?
It looked like you just got finished breastfeeding him in that picture.
It's not that. It's cat. That's what I'm saying. Like, come on now. If it was just only like business or just like that, you wouldn't let a motherfucker just stay in your crib like that just overnight. Mm-hmm. And multiple times you sit, like, come on now. It ain't, no.
Right. So, y'all didn't have like a conversation before the pictures went up? Like, it was just
Never. We didn't talk about it just to April this year when I signed the contract. We never talked about nothing until I guess when he seen it, but he said he been seeing it. So if you been seeing it, why are you just not saying something now?
Right.
That don't even make sense.
Okay, so the image was out there for a while, for a year, essentially, right? When y'all used to be fucking around last year. The fans get a hold of the image. Now he wants to flip on you like you doing something to him. He invites you to his place, right? Records you. I listened to his thing. He invites you to his place. He records you.
And that was the day I signed the NDA. So I knew he was recording me. It was never like I was trying to hide the conversation. That's why in the conversation I was so open about what I was saying because we had already texted about it. So I'm wondering why you still talking to me about the
like
same
thing.
Like
he's baiting you into the conversation about it.
I knew what
right.
he was doing. It was cool. And that's why I didn't care because we already had a text message agreement already what was going to happen. So it was like, why are you still talking to me about the same stuff? But he didn't even record the whole conversation on how, after he paid me the money, how he asked to fuck me right after that too. Like,
so the initial $5,000 wasn't for sex. You had already gotten money from him for other things throughout the year or whatever y'all were talking
about.
Right,
but the
$10,000 was for signing the NDA.
Right.
Okay, got it.
Exactly. Like, the rest of the stuff is, like other things that went on between, like, in our relationship part, like, that's irrelevant. It's, like, the part that you paid me and you didn't finish paying me. And then that's what kept it quiet, you know?
So that's when the cock shot comes out with him laying
in the bed. It never was nothing to then. Because I even wrote him, I say, okay, are you going to get my money today? And because I brought my friend over there with me, when I got the money, I say, you going to have my friend sign a non-disclosure too? He never responded. I gave it a few days. I said, okay.
So your friend can technically, legally still talk about the transaction also.
Right.
Because she didn't sign anything.
Exactly. She didn't sign anything.
She was just a witness to the signing of an NDA.
She just don't want to get in it. She's like, it's so messy, friend. I don't want to. When she does, she just don't want to show her face.
Damn, call her.
Right.
Look. Can I call her?
Yes. Tell that bitch to pull up. Hey, we got third party evidence over here. All right, we got a witness. Tammy, you stupid.
Like, this is a lot messier than our typical conversation on the show, but we support Black women, so
it's just like, don't try to cat me out. Like, you got a whole nother phone. First of all, you doing this screen recording? It's a whole nother phone. Like, you're not even showing the right phone. Like, you're showing a whole nother phone. That's why when they start calling him, he had to get off the live because it was a whole nother phone. It's a whole lot of fuckery shit.
I seen that. So, are you...
a whole lot of fuckery shit. He just got the fan base, so they gonna ride with him, which is cool.
Right.
I want my fans to ride with me. Your fans to ride with you, but that don't make you right or wrong just because they ride with you.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, because we already know people more interested in the lie than the truth. The thing is, if I were a nigga... however it happened, I would have been like, yeah, I did that. I paid for that pussy. Next.
Like, but right.
it
worse. He's making it way worse than what it is because, like, the way you responded.
Like, she a porn star. Yeah, I paid for that. Like, that's her profession.
Exactly. Right. It's like, you mess with a porn star and then it just don't even make sense. Like, how did you not expect any other type of situation to happen? Like, you paying me to be quiet and then don't even finish paying me. Thought I was just going to be settled with the $5,000. No.
So technically, he didn't pay you for sex. He paid you for anonymity.
I didn't say that allegedly.
Yeah.
I have to say that allegedly. Okay. But I didn't say he didn't pay, but I'm saying the $5,000 that's on the receipts is not for that.
Right. Like,
it's for the non-disclosure.
So help me understand. How does like a conversation like that like happen? Like a transactional.
It don't. It just really, like, when I get booked or when guys don't see me, I know what it's for. Like, it don't really have to be a conversation. It's really like, just give me what I want and you get what you want. Or it'd be like, I don't know. It's like, you really don't talk about it. Sometimes you do. Sometimes you do when they come directly, like, okay, this is what I want. I got this amount. But sometimes things just happen and then they just give you the money afterward.
So but okay, like a menu or a price
they
list.
Don't feel like
that's what I'm about to say. Like, how do you know what you're gonna get? Because a nigga might be like, "Here go $40."
No, say what you about to say. This is the part I be getting on niggas. Go ahead. Say
guys
what you're saying.
Don't want to feel like they being a trick. Like, it's okay. Like, you don't have to feel bad. Like, making sure your woman good or like she making sure you straight. Like, guys feel so bad. Like,
they want to be the ones finessing.
It's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, they want to be the ones finessing women at the pussy. And this is why I say all the time, like, men, they want regular women who work 9 to 5s to be doing some whole shit for free.
Right.
Instead of just
you want me to do this,
up front.
This, and that, play with your ass and all this shit, but you don't want to cut me a check, bitch. Bye. Allegedly.
Oh my god.
So like, aside from I've been researching you, child. Okay, so I really wanted to get into who you were before we got to him, but here we are anyway, right? But
okay, right.
So you got a BBL and then you stopped doing porn.
Yes.
Did you gain like more esteem after you got that BBL? Is that what it was that made you stop doing porn?
I knew once I invested in myself, I could be bigger than what I was. So that was really just investment moving myself. And I knew I didn't want, like, I really got in the porn industry for the money. I didn't want to get big in it. So I started to get kind of bigger. And that's why I was just like, you know, fuck this shit. I want to get my body done and just be what I wanted to really be, which is do the music. Mm-hmm. And I know for music, I mean, you got to look the part. The bitch, you got to look the part. Like, I was too big. I was fat bitch. So... I just got to be like,
you could be big mama, big mama cakes.
But I took the time to invest in myself so I could be bigger than. I mean, if I didn't, I wouldn't be getting hooked up with Casanova.
Easy though, you probably still could have pulled him. Okay, these niggas be easy.
Yeah. you know they gotta make it look like, you know, this is what they be doing. Like, they don't fuck with fat hoes and shit. You know.
They do.
Right.
I know some big pretty bitches. Yeah.
Shit, I've been pulling niggas my whole life with this body.
Yeah.
You're not fat, AJ. Shut up.
But I'm a thick
fat. She's not. She's just in, nah. She's in her brain. That's nope. All.
I definitely got a fat bitch on the inside. All right.
Me too.
I think, yeah. The nicest people have a fat bitch on the inside, I think. Right. So, okay. When you signed the paperwork and it said 5,000 up front, okay, 5,000 later, why you agree? Most women I know who are in that industry don't never agree to money later. It's always give me everything up front. Don't play with me.
Because it's like when you sign a contract, you think a motherfucker gonna not fuck with the contract. You feel me? It's like you signed a whole legal contract. Basically, if you break the contract, everything's up. So why would you even risk it for
record? But was $10,000 in the NDA? Was that a verbal
$10,000? No, that's all. Okay, so
that's where you fucked up at. If he didn't have $10,000 in the NDA,
nothing was even in the NDA. Let me explain to y'all what I signed.
All right.
Okay, so when you go over there, they got little papers that you can't just discuss, like, what you do in that house that day. Like, it never was an NDA that I couldn't discuss what me and him had personally. Like, it was never nothing that was written up. It was like a random contract that they automatically had because he was trying to get around his team knowing what he was doing. So it wasn't even really a 100 real, I'm trying to tell you, it was a fake ass contract. It wasn't even really
a show contract.
Exactly. It was the contract he had when people come in there, do the little shows and shit. They don't talk about what happened. It wasn't a contract that said we could not talk about what happened between me and you. This is it. It was never that. That's what I'm saying. It's all cap as fuck. That's what I'm saying. It's not even a real contract.
So he's putting on.
The messages is what said what we was going to pay. That's more contracts than the damn thing we signed. And I'm the only one that signed it. He didn't sign shit. That's what I'm saying. It really was just one of those contracts for when you come in there and you film at the amp house. You can't talk about what you filmed about. That's what that was. And that's why I didn't care about it. It's cool. I knew you ain't playing me because I'm going to play you right back. It's cool. I knew you tried to play me.
I was like, yeah, why is she letting this nigga pay for pussy bi-weekly? Like, that's really what
I was thinking. That's what I was thinking. Like, this nigga clarted the pussy?
No.
This nigga after paid the pussy.
Ain't no layaway.
Okay, that makes sense.
I understand now. So you haven't got any phone calls from any attorneys, none of that shit?
That's just, I'm telling y'all, that's just like suing your weed man for giving you bad drugs. Like,
period.
What y'all go to police and tell them, oh, I bought bad drugs? That make your dumb ass look goofy too.
Well, no, the revenge porn. Because you putting a picture up of him laying in the bed with like a softy is kind of like revenge porn.
A softy? Yay. It was covered.
I saw that dick, girl. What's I even showed my nigga. I said, look at.
Allegedly, I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, allegedly, I saw that dick on Twitter.
I don't know how that got out here. Allegedly, I see him that same photo, so see, he could just be trying to plot on me.
He put it.
Exactly. Yeah. He could be trying to plot on me for all I know.
So he put it on the internet. He exposed himself.
I don't know. Who
somebody did it.
I don't know. Now, I don't know who doing that part.
So you just reposted some shit somebody else put online.
You know.
So the last time y'all hung out, you got your 5 bands and then everything was good. And then when was he supposed to give you the next installment?
2 weeks.
2 weeks. And then it never came. And then you reached out to him.
Nothing.
No response. And then you didn't hear from him after that.
Nope.
No words.
And that's why she's turning up on him.
And how long ago was that?
This was like 3 weeks ago.
Oh, damn, you ain't wasting no time. I thought you was like, this was last year. I gave that nigga 6 months to give me that $5,000.
I gave him a couple of days, and then I started blasting his ass. Because now the money I'm supposed to get, now I'm finna get from everywhere else. So it's cool.
Yeah. Like,
fuck it. If I can't get the money, I might as well get the clout. Everybody like, oh, you're a clout chaser, bitch. Okay. If I ain't getting, and like, if it's the clout gonna benefit my name, why not? What the fuck?
Right. Right.
Makes sense.
I just want everybody to know that when a New York nigga say, oh, my mother, he can possibly still be fucking lying. Okay? Those niggas be swearing on their mama.
Majority of the time.
All the time.
Yeah. Word to my mother. Lie.
Well, I hate that happened to you because I hate when somebody tell me they're going to do something and then don't do it.
Right. It make you feel like, damn, he just tried to play the fuck out of me.
Right. Yeah. How do you feel about, because I've seen a lot of videos, it's mostly guys, like, basically saying, like, oh, she's down bad, she's a dusty, man. She don't have shit, that's why, but
first
this is what I do, so why do you expect to be able to finesse me out of coochie?
It's a commodity. If, first of all, Kai is, like, one of the top niggas, right?
Mm-hmm.
So wait, I'm just saying.
As far as like streaming, internet, Twitch, all of that.
So do you think he would fuck with a bottom of the barrel ass bitch? That, you feel me?
No.
You gotta be the top to fuck with the top. That's all I'm saying. You gonna get what you attract. That's what I'm saying. I'm not gonna fuck with a nigga that I know is gonna take me down. I mean, right. When you at that statue, you better be thinking like that. I hope that's how you think it. Like, right. Okay.
He probably thinking like that now.
Yeah,
he wasn't thinking about that before, but now he is definitely thinking like that.
Because people be depending on your integrity. Don't depend on my integrity when you know, you don't have no integrity.
Right. That part.
But it's like, don't make me have to be the villain. Like, you making me be the villain. I wasn't even trying to be the villain. It was, and I wasn't, like I said, I was never trying to just like just down him. Like, okay, I never, like the message, the picture never had nothing crazy saying on it. Like, oh, fuck this nigga. Or it was just just a picture. And he even sent it back to me like, damn, like why you put, but it's the how the approach you did and how you talking to me. Like, nah, you got me fucked up.
Shit. Yeah.
Because then I had to let him know, like, dude, if I was trying to expose you, I would have posted this. And I sent him the picture of him naked. That's what I said. If I was trying to expose you, I would have posted this. I wasn't trying to expose you. So the way that you coming at me crazy is ridiculous.
And he so still then, never offered the rest.
Apologize. That's when he tried to make it right. And that's why I was just like, okay, well, shit, I'll take it down. No problem. Because it really wasn't nothing to be. I'm like, just take me shopping. I mean, I'm really just being like a girl. Like, okay, just take me shopping, whatever. Just, you know, make me feel good. You going crazy for nothing. Like, nigga, chill, just be chill. And then he acting like, oh, fuck me, blah, blah, blah. Shit, so I'm like, okay, well. Then so he like, oh, I don't do that, I don't take you shopping. But I got about 4 or 5 thousand. He's the one who initiated the money. Like, I never came to him about, like, oh, if you don't pay
me. What does he not want you to talk about? I want to know what he doesn't want you to talk about.
Because allegedly.
Yeah, he's not just trying to pay you 10 grand.
He don't want me talking about the fucking and all the nasty shit he had me doing to him.
You pegged him.
He don't want his nasty ass to come out. He don't want that shit to come out. I'm saving those juicy details. I ain't gonna lie.
And like, come back to We Talk Back and tell us. or tell us today.
I mean, that's really the reality. He don't want me to tell about. And then all the shit he done told me about all these motherfuckers in the industry.
Now he was pillow talking.
Right. So that's why. Because he don't want none of the shit to come out. That's why he's got my page deleted and all that shit. Because he know that shit's coming.
I know he's a younger boy. Like, I know he's younger than you, right?
Yeah, he's like 22.
Yeah,
I'm
so
a cougar,
he,
I guess.
How old are you?
30.
Okay, yeah, no, that's definitely not that much older.
So he felt
that's not a cougar.
She's a puma. Not a... You a puma. In comparison to him being 22 and 30, you a puma.
Okay, a puma.
We just say you a puma. And once you add kids in the mix, you definitely a puma.
Yeah.
But he was that comfortable to men love the pillow talk. They actually talk more than women. So he was that comfortable.
And then
you know, falling asleep
with
you.
All this and that. Like, okay, I'm gonna give y'all exclusive on this part. Cause I ain't
come on.
We would have been fucking wrong. That's for sure.
Oh, he tried to pull a triple whammy on you.
So if it wasn't if it was something crazy, do you think we would be doing all that? No. That's what I'm saying. Okay.
So you had to make him use a condom?
Like, the first couple times we did, and then one time we didn't.
So what's some things that make Kiara happy outside of her kids and money?
Shit. I mean, I really love being an entertainer. My music, just expressing myself, being me, like, just being able to have a fan base that really fuck with me and understand, like, okay, like, I did do the industry shit, but I'm trying to rebrand myself and do bigger things, and sometimes you get a little bumps along the way, but it take you to the top sometimes.
Well, this would be the perfect time to drop a new single.
Oh,
she got a song out.
About the diss track I got.
Yeah, come on.
Night Night Nigga. So in the next 2 weeks, I'll be dropping it. It's called Night Night Nigga, and
you gonna use that picture of him?
I'm gonna run everything down right there. I'm gonna do like a little picture, a little cartoon. Don't worry, I had somebody in the video with dreads, a little short nigga.
Short niggas, girl. I'm a short nigga advocate, not too much on the short niggas.
That's okay. I love short niggas too. It's all right.
All right, so I watched you do an interview on somebody's show on YouTube, and basically your mom found out about you being in the profession because your cousin was about to have a fucking jerk session. And didn't realize it was your ass on the screen.
I turned around.
Could you imagine? So did he send it to your mom?
I don't know if he sent it to her, but I know he definitely is the one who told her. I don't know if he sent it though. I didn't ask that part, but he definitely the one who told her, like, okay, you know. And I was just telling my mom, I was going out there doing photo shoots and shit like that. Like, well, but whole time I'm really grown as fuck, but it's really like, porn is not like a number one society thing. Like,
right.
You know, I'm legally a porn star. I file taxes on this pussy. Like, through society, they like, they ain't fucking with it.
Right.
So it was like, she was like, not with it. So she like, why you just didn't tell me? And this is like, mom, how do you tell your mama, like, okay, I'm a porn star? Like,
right. Were you always popping that pussy? Like, you know, that I.
A little
me,
bit.
Me and Tam talk about this a lot. Like, when I was in high school, it would be bitches who would get trains ran on them and shit like that. And I'm like, how? Like, what's the thought process? Like, what
now,
is
I didn't get no trains ran, but I did have a child early. I had my daughter at 15. So, okay. The first time I had sex, I got pregnant. So, like, I was kind of, I was kind of curious about, you know, other dicks, bigger dicks. His shit was little. He was
like, who's next? Go.
Right. I was kind of curious. But, like, I kind of was scared, too, because I had a child young. So I kind of was trying to stay away from it too. So that's how I kind of end up liking girls in that process, trying to stay away from that shit. And then I kind of came back to it when I had my son and I had him with one of my tricks. Unexpectedly.
Oh, wow.
Right. So then it's like, you know.
Not horsing. Horse. Y'all ever read that book, Horsing, by Donald Goins? Whore Son?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
So, like, how did you end, like, how did you embark upon the porn industry? Like, cause I mean, it's not like somebody walk up to you and just be like, oh, come, you know, do porn.
No. They used to have this thing called sexyjobs.com. It's like a Craigslist for porn stars.
Mm.
And you just go in there, you apply and like, or you put your profile up and managers hit you up and different productions hit you up. So this manager had hit me up and, you know, he had took me to, it was in Wisconsin. He brought me to Wisconsin. I faked audition. And,
What's a fake audition?
Basically, fucking in front of them.
Mm.
You know, it's fake. But did that, and then he started like getting me booked out at different places and stuff. And he just started to make me feel like he was a pimp. So I kind of kicked him to the curb and took on management myself. And I don't
understand why women need management for their own pussy. Like, girl,
you don't like you don't realize that until you actually do it. You be like, oh shit, I'm tripping. So then
Right, you weren't with me shooting in the gym.
I got on tour with Pinky. And once I got on tour with Pinky, like, that kind of make my career start going higher. I was the only rookie on tour with her. So, I started getting bigger than I wanted to up in the industry. And I'm like, okay, let me stop for a second. I got all this money. Let me just get my body done, rebrand myself, and do my music shit. Because that's what I really want to be known for. I'm just going to take my fan base from over here and take it over there.
I'm not mad.
So how long were you in the industry?
Ain't no wrong with bettering yourself. I was in the industry for 3 years and I've been retired for 4 years. So I've been out longer now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So now,
you appointments only.
Huh?
Are you appointments only now? Is that how this works now?
I mean, if they're bad big enough.
You got a man? You in a relationship?
Huh?
Are you in a relationship? You got a man?
Yeah, I've been in a relationship for a year.
So how does your man feel about this whole debacle?
Well, like, when all this stuff was going on, like, we was on a break. So, like, I kind of kept finding myself fucking back with Kai every time we was on a break.
Mm-hmm.
Going back and forth, like, okay, we're on a break. Well, let me go fuck back with Kai then. But that's kind of, like, how it was. So.
But let me ask you this. Did you like Kai? Did you like him?
Did it fit? Like, the vibe and the energy was great. That's why I didn't know, like, how it had all turned to this. Mm-hmm. Like, it was good energy, good vibes. Like, it wasn't like I was trying to be his woman. Though, like it was, but it was like, okay, we can have a good time.
Kicking it.
We can kick it. We can do business. It could work. You feel me? Like, it's a good business relationship, so why not? And you can get a little personal if you want. But I don't know if he had maybe he had a bitch that he was trying to fuck with or something that made why all this stuff happening all of a sudden. Because why you ain't saying that last year when you say you seen all the stuff? That just don't make sense to me.
So let me ask you this. With that, is this... How can I put this question? So will you like deal with a guy who you don't like if they got enough money, or you gotta like them all? Like,
eventually you gotta like them, because when you start, okay, so like when you're dealing with tricks and shit and you try to fall in love with a trick, it don't work out. Because you gonna always think that They a trick. So when they stop doing trick activity because y'all in a relationship, it's going to be a problem. Because then you're going to be thinking like, okay, you was just spending all this money on me, woo, 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 but now that I'm your girl, it's changing. Or your movement's changing. You're not treating me how you would treat me if you was my trick, because it would just always be like transactional. So it always just become a problem when you fall in love with the finesse. You can't fall in love with the finesse. You got to keep her separated. You got to keep her separated. That's why if it's like, if you're going to be cool and y'all going to be taking care of each other, I feel like that's how it was. It was never like transactional with me and him. It was like him looking out for me, we looking out for each other. Like, that's how it was until the contract came into play.
Mm-hmm.
So I did allow myself, like I said, to like him a little bit and shit, because it wasn't just strictly just business, you know?
Right.
But yeah.
See, this is the divide for me. So how do you determine like who's a trick and who's somebody you like? And like, how?
How you meet them, how they approach you. Like, if a nigga approach me and he's strictly about fucking, I'm going to treat you like a trick. And now if you come to me and you really interested in me, you don't even care about the pussy part, but, you know, that's going to make me want to fuck with you. That's going to make me want to see what you about, because you're not thirsty like these other thirsty-ass niggas.
Right.
You know, that's going to make me want to fuck with you. But if you come on me and you straight about pussy and that's all you're talking about, that's all you text me about, you hit me late night, like, yeah, you a trick. Like, what else? Other than that, what else could you be?
Right. I tell young girls all the time, if you out with a nigga and they start talking about pussy, automatically start talking about money.
Exactly.
Now we all uncomfortable at this point. Exactly. We gonna both be uncomfortable, because why are you
just assuming I'll fuck you just because you're on a date?
Exactly. Because I'll pay for this food and be the fuck out.
And you can fuck off.
I'm just gonna leave. You still gonna pay for the food.
Oh, okay. Hey, okay. Look, okay. That's real. Ain't nothing wrong with it.
I'm gonna go to the bathroom real quick, baby. I'll be right back. Everything. Phone off the table, pocketbook out.
Yep. Never come back.
All these people that are like talking shit about you and got all these negative things to say about you based on what Kai Cenat has said, what do you have to say to them?
I love it. No publicity is bad publicity. Remember that. Guess what? You're going to keep my name circulating. You're going to keep me going. Like, all my shit has went up 100%. Even if you just going on my shit to hate, you still count too, motherfucker. Like, all my money is going up. My shit went up 100 times than it was before. Like, I'm getting bookings after bookings.
You got OnlyFans too?
No, I don't. That's why I don't even know how to keep my OnlyFans model.
Put the OnlyFans up. You got to put the OnlyFans up.
I got Just for Fans because OnlyFans deleted me years ago because they was mad at me because I was taking Cash App payments, kind of cut them out. But anywho.
Period. We hustling. You got my pussy. But,
yeah, right? How you going to third party tax my shit? But I got Just for Fans now. But he even tries to get that ticket down. They wrote me. He got my account suspended or whatever because he was trying to say I was trying to sell a video of me and him on there or whatever. So, but I'll be back up on the 30th. It's cool. Like, everything he's trying to do, like, I could come back from. Like, you're not doing nothing that's going to really hurt me. Like, because guess what? All this shit is internet shit. Once I log off, my life goes back to real life. Everything is not internet no more. Nobody's, like, coming up to me like, oh, you're the one that exposed Castanet. Oh, da, 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 da. Even though they might want, I mean, people might notice me. People might not, but. Real life sets in once I get off the phone. Like,
right.
Nothing matters. Like, this is not my life. This is not all my life. Like, I can live outside of social media.
Right.
So it's really like, fuck them. Come on. Keep them coming.
So how did he get your Instagram taken down? Because our people tried to send us your Instagram page, but it was down. So did you post an image on Instagram? Or why would they take your shit down? He just got that much pull?
Look, okay. So he has fans that troll and troll and troll and troll. They wrote me an email and told me, this is such and such and such. I'm the one that got your account taken. So I went to the dude Instagram, clicked he got like a Telegram link in his bio. I clicked it. They got a whole conversation on how they kept reporting my shit.
Oh.
So basically, they took my account down for impersonating myself. That's why I'm always get my shit back, because my shit is verified. Like, I'm me who I am. So it's like, yeah, y'all gonna get it took, but guess what? They send me the link in 24 hours. I get it back. So I got it back yesterday, and they took it again. So all they just go, it's just gonna be a keep going back.
They're gonna keep reporting.
Cool. I'm
gonna
let it chill for a minute because I don't even gotta be on Instagram and I'm still busting. I'm gonna let it chill for a little second, but it's like, it's the trolls. Like, when you got fan, like, you gotta think he's a nerd ass nigga. Like, he got all these gamers and all this shit. That's all they doing all day is trolling and all shit like that. You feel me?
Right.
So hacking and all that. So that's cool. But you ain't backing me into no corner. I ain't stopping.
I think it would have been easier for him to just have paid the $5,000 at this point, you know?
But he had excuses why he couldn't pay, right? Oh, she calling back? Hey, best friend.
Hey, friend. I'm on this podcast. They can hear you right now. We talk about
hey, bestie.
They don't know who you are. Your information is not disclosed, okay? I just want you to confirm that you was with me the night that I got the money at Casa that house.
So the fuck was right with you.
And you ain't signed no paperwork.
Oh, hell no. You signed shit.
Exactly. And how much exactly. Tell it how it is.
Come on, friend.
Go ahead.
We went in that motherfucker for dinner outside. He walked in straight in there. I fucked around, sat in the living room, said what's up to him, dap him up. Boom. He did his little transaction. And he took you in the room.
Exactly.
I don't know what else happened after that, though.
And then that's when he recorded me and shit.
I seen him in his phone. I seen him doing something.
You not know he was doing some shit, slick ass motherfucker.
Yeah, he know what it is. And it is what it is. Know what I'm saying?
But he did not have you sign anything either, right?
No, I ain't signed nothing.
Exactly. We at his house. Now, he say he have everybody who come in that house sign something, so he's lying.
Yeah, okay. I guess the only thing he could probably fuck with you on now is the second image that went up. That's
yeah.
It. And allegedly.
Which is cool, but that's cool because I'm again for defamation of character because how you put my shit out there. So let's go.
Absolutely.
Let's do it. Guess what, bitch? I'm coming too. You think I'm not suing you too, bitch? I'm coming too. I just ain't got to broadcast my shit. But now, you know, I'm suing your bitch ass too. Defamation of character. It's cool.
Well, I hope that y'all can find a way to like, because y'all was cool. Like,
I guess it ain't there no more. Shit. Fuck it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he really was crashing. Now that nigga slammed his little gaming chair into the wall. He was pissed talking to them fans. Okay, he had about 80,000 people on that shit.
He was and capping to them all.
And capping
to them all.
Yeah, when we saw it, we was like, I just don't believe she's lying.
Why? Why? Like, yeah. You're not the only celebrity I fuck with. Like, it's plenty of celebrities I done fucked with and still be fucking with and don't be that situation. I never had this fucking issue. I've been in the industry so long, I never had this issue.
So do you think
one time, I did expose Zach Brown from the Washington Redskins about 5 or 6 years ago. Because he did the same goofy shit. The same shit.
Hey, up. If y'all leading with money, give the money. Like, stop leading with money and then not wanting to pay up, wanting to coochie.
The only difference with me and Zach, it was in the contract about the money.
Okay. Mm. So did you ever end up getting your money?
No, I didn't. But his ass definitely got dropped from the team he was playing. The Washington Redskins, he don't play with them no more.
Damn.
And the team manager who set it up, they fired his ass too. Jay Sparks. So, it was cool. I didn't get my money, but I definitely got some publicity off of it, and I got a lot of bookings and shit. So, it's all the same shit. Like, I make the money back. It's cool. Like,
so, you're not afraid that, because, I mean, you got a boyfriend, you are in a relationship with somebody, but you do your thing, whatever. You're not afraid other people won't be wanting to fuck with you, thinking that you won't keep their anonymity going forward, or you?
Yeah, that's why I've been walking cautiously. Mm-hmm. At this point, honestly. And really, I wasn't even moving too much like that anyway. I really only be fucking kind of with celebrity. I don't really fuck with regular niggas. Like, that's not my thing. Because, like you said, they gonna try to probably do the same type shit. So, I really don't fuck with a lot of regular niggas like that. Majority of them be celebrities. Or, like, in the industry. And they know, like, okay.
No, I'm saying, are you afraid that the celebrities might not want to fuck with you no more if they think you're going to talk?
Oh, no, they lined up in my inbox. They finding me. Emails, TikTok, definitely Twitter. They definitely on me now. Oh, please, I won't expose you. Look, I mean, I won't pay you so you don't have to expose me. Yeah, cool.
They need to cut
men
it out. They need to stop acting
men
like
love
it.
Love that shit. Men, first of all, the fact that I was fucking with him, niggas like, oh, damn, I want to fuck with her too. This nigga was fucking with her. Let me fuck with her.
Y'all would think it's like some type of homoeroticism that goes on because, you know, you see this in the industry a lot. Like, men want to fuck with the same woman just because of the man that they fucked with. Like, do you want to fuck that nigga vicariously through this bitch? Is that what's going on?
I don't even think it's one of, I think it's that it's an ego thing. And I want to be like, yeah, I had that bitch too kind of thing.
Yeah, and I paid her. I had no problems. Like, probably both of them, shit. Both ways. Because these niggas be gay out here too.
No, I'm not calling them gay, so y'all gotta
I am though.
No, I'm not saying they gay, but it's a little cold thing that some men have. I feel like they be on some
they may not have actually engaged with another man, but it's some homoeroticism like going on.
Like, I wonder.
Yes. It might be a subconscious thing. It may not even be consciously like, I want to fuck with this bitch because she fucked with that nigga.
It's an ego thing, I think.
They may not admit it, though.
Yeah, it's an ego thing.
They never going to admit it.
Right. So look, when we come back off this commercial, we want to get a dumb bitch story from you. We have a segment on our show with dumb bitch stories, simp series for the guys. Tell us the time you got played by whoever, child, in a relationship. So we'll be right back, y'all.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your Frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Mother's Day is coming, and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you, something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Dumb bitch story.
You're so dumb.
Because we've all been a dumb bitch at least once or twice.
Let us know your dumb bitch story, because we all got 20 of them. I got 20 of them.
Well, mm-hmm. I used to be in this relationship when I was about 19, 20 with this guy, and he wanted to have a baby so bad, and I wasn't ready for that. And we used to always be fighting and just be arguing. And he ended up having a baby on me. And I took him back. He had another baby on me with the same bitch. Took him back. Had another baby on me with the same bitch.
Oh, that's he had three kids.
Three kids by the same bitch. And after that, I couldn't take it no more. I don't even know why I stayed so fucking long, dumb bitch. Because what the fuck? This nigga had three babies on you and your dumb ass is saved with this lame ass nigga ain't got shit. You taking care of the babies. Like, you tripping. I'm tripping. I was tripping. For real. Dumb bitch.
Yeah, you was.
What the
yeah.
fuck?
Step yeah. mama.
So wait, he was no more to him. He was living with you but having babies with her?
We was living together. We was both together, but I was paying majority of the bill because he wasn't working like how he needed to be.
He was working that dick.
Yeah, he was working that dick, and I was falling for it. For sure. Dumb bitch. Not no more. That dick don't work me. I work the dick.
Period.
It made me learn, for sure. No.
Well, luckily you learned earlier on, because it's a lot of, you know, it's worse being a dumb bitch in your 30s and 40s than early 20s. Like,
yeah. I couldn't imagine doing that right now, boy. Probably mentally probably crash out for real. Oh my God. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, you're not.
Sorry. Sorry. We all recover.
Period. Amen. Tell everybody where they can find you, where they can find your music, all your things. Plug it.
Well, make sure y'all find me everywhere. Layla Red Case or Kiara Rush, as everybody say now. I'll be back on Instagram real soon. Layla Red Case 3 S's. TikTok Layla Red Case. Twitter Layla Red 1. YouTube Layla Red Case. Apple Music, iTunes, everything. Layla Red Case. Just Google me, bitch. You're fine.
Oh, hold on. As soon as you said Google me, I'm like
going to say that cap.
He's that nigga me. Bought all your domains, allegedly, right?
He bought KiaraRush.com. Who the fuck is going to be looking up KiaraRush?
I had somebody do that to me before. He actually did it to a lot of people.
And guess what? And then he looked up, and then he put in LaylaRedCase.com, which maybe I might have used, but at the end of the day, what was I going to put on the site? Everything is, all my shit I use is third-party shit. So I would never have to use, like, okay, LaylaRedCase.com. I don't care.
You're not trying to have your own domain anyway.
Right, and then when people look me up, they're not putting .com. So right. When you just Google Layla Red Cakes, none of that shit comes up anyway. It's only when you put LaylaRedCakes.com.
So well, it's so you can have internet estate, like an internet real estate, essentially. So you do want to own your domain. It's your intellectual property.
It's cool, but I ain't sure.
You probably ain't going to maintain it anyway, so it'll probably expire next year, and then you can get it.
And then I could get one of him with his full name and his middle name in there. But what purpose is that? What am I gonna put on there? His dick pictures? Like, but it's like there's no point. Like you made all that because you knew you had to do that.
Now he trademarked your name. That's different.
Now, my name is our trademark, so he couldn't do that. Great. That's why. Okay. Right. See, that's why I don't care about no domain.
Well, you might be able to sue him for that shit because that is a e-commerce violation.
Mm-hmm. I own Layla Red Cakes and everything about Layla Red Cakes. And Kiara Rush is my real name. So I've been owning that since I was born.
But you still got a trademark because you remember that happened to Yeah.
But Layla Red Cakes, I own. So I've been on that since I've been in the industry. So you've been cooked on that.
And then you're rapping under Layla Red Cakes, not your real name. So.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, girl. We sure appreciate you for coming on and sharing your story and giving us some exclusive content.
Look, I ain't got $5,000. I seen some lunch money, though, for pulling up.
No, that's okay. I got $5,000. I can come bring y'all lunch.
Yes. Well, send it to me, bitch, because I want it.
Lunch your pie. Fuck it.
All right, girl.
All right, bye.
If you enjoyed this episode, y'all tune in every Thursday on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever the fuck you get your podcast at. This is your co-host, AJ Holiday. Kick a tan. Oh, 2.0 on Instagrams. Okay.
Y'all, it's official Tam Bam on Instagram. Y'all follow me. Remember, speak now and never hold your Twitch.
Never hold your meat. Pay that bitch. Pay that bitch. Pay that man.
We Talk Back podcast is a production of iHeartRadio. Visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Hey, AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear. This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
There are choices that can change your life.
Like the choice to start routine colorectal cancer screening at age 45.
It's one of the most common cancers for women and men, and it doesn't always have symptoms.
But there's good news. Routine screening can catch colorectal cancer early and even prevent it.
And there's even better news. You have screening options.
Make the choice to put your health first. Talk to your doctor about your screening options or visit cdc.gov/screenforlife for more information.